broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is NAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio. The music lives on across Liverpool and beyond. We are M-A-R, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
You are listening to Paul Atkinson on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. That's something I don't often say to you, isn't it, parishioners? Thank you very much to Mr. Tony Hayes for his Easter lion. I just had to drag myself out of bed down to the studio. Hope coffee's on. Jackie, coffee, please. Oh, what do you mean you're not here, slave? I don't know. So I've got to pretend to show and put the kettle on. Yeah, okay. The boss has said I've got to put the kettle on. Well, welcome to MAR on Easter Monday. It is 10:30 and it's still before midday, isn't it? And by my reckoning, it's April Fool's Day. Well, I could have played a trick on you today, but the Rev's decided instead of playing a trick, he might just play some silly songs for an hour. What do you reckon? Because I've got to do something between now and when Kelly wakes up over there in America, because we couldn't put Kelly on this early time delay and all that. I mean, it's still going to be about 6 in the morning when she has to get on the air as it is. So, what do you think? Should we have some silly songs for the next hour? Sounds like a plan to the Rev. And who was listening to the Sunday service yesterday? Yes, I'm going to keep you in suspenders that little bit longer, and I'll reveal next week who won the compilation CD. And talking about competitions, don't forget to listen out for that all-important competition jingle in this show to be in with a chance to win a mug tonight live in Jackie's show. So when you hear that jingle, all you have to do is say you're listening to the Rev and say what the song that was played after the jingle was. It's as simple as that. So keep an ear out. That'll be sometime in the next hour. But I think we better get on with the silly songs here on MAR as we kick off with a little bit of the Lancashire Hot Pots.
Deirdre were the name of my first wife, and she really were the true love of my life. But she ran off with me best mate Jim, and I really do miss him, cause we used to go crown green bowling Tuesday nights. Around the house I still see Deirdre's face, in the knick-knacks that she left around the place. And my heart's in disarray, so I'm flogging her stuff on eBay. Yes, eBay, eBay is really ace. And there's a starting bid of a quid on the bullseye tea towel. I got two bids in for the Ronan Keating hat. And there's 2 hours to go on the Fred Dibner photo. Yes, eBay's great for selling all your tat. Oh yes, Cocker, the postage, it is free. On my Deirdre's Patrick Swayze DVD, I feel like auctioning me hat. But until then I'll start by selling all her rights at Fred CDs. Oh, believe you me, I'm auctioning the lot. Please check out all the feedback I have got. I'm selling Chesney Hawks top posters and Backstreet Boys drink coasters and a Bon Jovi mug that changes colour when it's hot, hot, hot. And there's a starting bid of a quid on the bullseye tea towel. I got 2 bids in for the Ronan Keating hat. And there's 2 hours to go on the Fred Dibner photo. Yes, eBay's great for selling all your tat.
Lot and I feel empty inside, and my true emotions can no longer hide. But I'll tell you something for note, I've had a look in my PayPal account. There's $2,000 in there. I'm off to buy a Russian bride. Come on!
And there's a starting bid of a quid on the bullseye tea towel. I got 2 bids in for the Ronan Keating hat. There's 2 hours for go on the Fred Dibner photo. Yes, eBay's great for selling all your tat.
You are listening to Paul Atkinson on Maryland Alternative Radio.
Oh, now, you listen here. He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy. Now, go away.
M-A-R, Liverpool's number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, where is Bimbo number 5? Are you ready for the Billennium? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Everybody in the car, let's go have sex. To the hotel around the corner. Our girls want to do the president, but really don't want to get caught like I did last year. I find a new girl with a great big rear. I have Monica, Jennifer, Paula, and Kathleen, and maybe 5 other girls in between. But I'd like to try a new piece of pork when old Pumpkin Legs is in New York. If she's alive, I will try to jump her, and then I will dump her.
A little bit of Monica, oh no more. A little bit of Jennifer out the door. A little bit of Paula on the bed. A little bit of Hillary, now I'm dead.
Bimbo number 5. Pull your pants down and toss them on the ground. Now bark like a hound and I'll make a donkey sound. I'll chase you, then you chase me. If I get caught, will you spank my fanny, please? Clap your hands once, here's a big surprise. Everyone was wrong, it points to the right.
Monica's gone away. Maybe Miss America will come and play. A little bit of Britney would be nice. A little bit of Hillary, I'm on ice.
Bimbo number 5. Booty call. Hey, baby. You ever been involved in a $40 billion investigation? As a matter of fact, my condoms do have the presidential seal on them. Hey, want to see the Eagles' beak get real big? Note to myself. Nail her later.
A little bit of Monica, oh no more. A little bit of Kathleen out the door. Jennifer Lopez in my bed. A little bit of Hillary, now I'm dead.
Oh, I do love New York. Won't you please elect my wife? You know, get her out of the house, because I got yard work to do. Yeah, that's right, yard work. Oh, excuse me, Bimbo number 6?
When it comes to comedy records, one man has got his name all over it, and that is Weird Al, and that was Bimbo number 5, with obviously guest starring Bill Clinton. Or was it just a good impersonation? Who knows? This is the Rev. It's not the Sunday service, it's actually Easter Monday. Hope you're having a good day. Hope you didn't get too much of a hangover celebrating last night. You know, there's no work today and all that for most of us. And I hope you're not too sick after all the Easter eggs. The Rev only had about 2, and that was enough, really. Take all the chocolate, the Rev. But so, like, Paul J, I'll eat the rest of them, so don't worry about that. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying your lying. Yes, Mr. Tony Hayes may have shuffled off, but you can still lie in bed and listen to the Rev. It's all good, don't worry. And I'll keep you entertained with some silly songs for the next couple of hours. Well, the next hour, in fact. I was muscling in on Kelly's show there. But hey. Now, a little birdie tells me that we have a closet Cliff Richard fan on the station. And that might be someone with a name that sounds like Jackie Frost. Well, Jackie, I'll play the next comedy track just for you from your hero, Cliffy himself.
Look, everyone, he's coming through the doors.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Wait, Rick, do the speech.
Hey, kids, stop smogging and pay attention.
attention to me, cause if you're a wild-eyed loner standing at the gates of oblivion, then hitch a ride with us, cause we're on the last freedom moped out of nowhere city, and we haven't even told our parents what time we'll be back. So pull on your dancing trousers and get down to the total and utter king of rock and roll, Cliff Richard!
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got a rule that I am, that is why she satisfies my soul. I got the one and only walking, talking, living doll.
Okay guys, ready Viz?
Completely ready when you are, Shaky!
Neil?
Does anybody know where the toilets are?
Mike? Does all this money really have to go to charity?
Yes, that's Michael! Hi Cliff, it's me!
Who are you?
Oh, great joke, Your Majesty!
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll.
Living doll!
Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll.
Living doll!
Got a golden eye and that is why she satisfies my soul.
Satisfies my soul?
Yes, Vivian, it's haunting. Shut up, guys.
What does this button do?
Take a look at her hair. Well, it's a real and if you don't believe what I say, just feel.
Why not, this girl?
Lock her up in her trunk. So no big hump and steal her away from me.
Get down!
Myself okay. Crying, talking, sleeping,
hey Cliff! I've just invented a great new sound!
Got to do my best to please her. Ow. Just cause she's
living now. Settle down, chaps.
Got her over an eye and that is why she satisfies my soul.
I got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Okay, Daddy-O, lay the next funky riff on me.
He means what happens now, Cliff?
The instrumental break.
Break, Cliff? Which instruments do you want us to break? Piano! Violin! Didgeridoo! Rick's head!
Yeah, Neil's head!
Cliff's head!
No!
No!
We'll take a look at her hair. It's real!
If you don't believe what I say,
just feel.
Gonna lock her up in a sun!
So no big hunk
can steal her away from me.
I still feel the locking girl's entirely is politically unsound.
It's only a song, Rick.
Well, I feel sorry for the elephant.
Come on, guys.
Got crying,
talking,
sleeping,
walking,
living
dog.
Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a
living dog.
All right, guys, harmonies now.
Yeah,
yes, thanks, Cliff. Bye. Right, kids, if you don't buy this record, then you're an utter, 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 utter.
Good times, great music.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Paul Atkinson on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
I didn't do it. Nobody saw me do it. You can't do anything.
I learned it with no risk.
I can feel the groove. Bart, you're bad like Michael Jackson.
Everybody, if you can do the Bart man, shake your body to me.
Take it out.
Whoa, Mama,
I'm bad. I'm bad.
Do the Bart man.
Do it so can I. Do the Bart man. Now here's the dance beat that you can't deny.
Turn it down. Will you shove that infernal racket?
Nobody saw me do it. You can't prove anything. Now I'm in the house feeling good to be home till Lisa starts blowing that damn saxophone. And if it was mine, you know they'd take it away. But still I'm feeling good, so that's okay. I'm up in my room just singing a song. Listen to the kick drum kicking along. Yeah, Lisa likes jazz. She's her number one fan. But I know I'm bad because I do the Bart man. Everybody back and forth from side to side.
Do the Bart man.
Do the Bart man. Do it, don't deny. Do it.
Do the Bart man.
I'm the Bart man.
Oh, you gotta love the Bart man. This is the Rev, Paul Atkinson, with you here on Easter Monday on Mesland Alternative Radio 105 and 105.1 FM and live to the world at mar.me.uk. And because it's still before midday, it's April Fool's Day, we're playing you a little bit of silly music. So hope you like that. That was the Bart man. And next, Weird Al's got a little bit of a problem. I wouldn't like to be him.
Oh, wow, man.
Feels like I've been alone too long with no girls around. My mom was wondering, thinking of some way to release it. I looked in the kitchen, saw some Crisco oil, and that's when my blood started to boil. Oh, yeah. How wanted to be with me, had to make my dream come true. I wanted to have something, I didn't know what to do. It seemed like a good idea, and no one else was around. I stuck my weenie in a bottle, and now I can't get it out.
Stuck my weenie in a bottle today, got it jammed up in there all.
And purple, all the feeling's gone. Now where did I put that friggin' phone? Dialing 911. Please pick up, I'm in a lot of pain. This was supposed to feel good, now I'm suffering. Oh, please answer.
Denver 911, what is your emergency?
Ow, ow, ow.
Hello?
Ow, ow. Wanted to be with me, had to make my dream come true. I wanted to have something, I didn't know what to do.
Go on.
It seemed like a good idea, and no one else was around. I stuck my weenie in a bottle, and now I can't get it out.
You stuck your weenie in a bottle, oh my. You must be a really lonely guy. You stuck your weenie in a bottle. Don't worry, sir. We're sending somebody out. Hey, Cam. This guy's got his weenie stuck in a bottle.
No way.
He does. What a friggin' loser. Wait, sir. We're sending somebody out.
seemed like a good idea, and no one else was around. He stuck his weenie in a bottle. Now I can't get it out.
Okay, relax, kid. We're gonna get this thing off you. Okay, yeah, Harry, get ready.
Breath. Ready?
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Stuck my weenie in a bottle today. Now
I can't get it out.
You're listening to the sound of Free Radio. It's MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
You are listening to Paul Atkinson on MAR.
And don't forget to listen out for that all-important competition jingle if you want to be in with a chance of winning a mug here on MAR. Firmly start tracking, and I hope this music is bringing a bit of a smile to your face this Easter Monday, April Fool's Day. Watch out for tricksters. What can you say? This is Merseyland Alternative Radio, and this is the Rev with you through until 11:30 when Kelly from America takes over. Anyway, moving on with the hold on a minute. Talk about watch out for tricksters, Miss Phantom. I don't know. Miss Phantom, I said I was playing silly songs, not awful songs. Nice try, Miss Phantom, but no Mr. Blobby here on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio is giving 6 lucky winners the chance to win a limited edition MAR Easter mug. All you have to do to be in with a chance of winning is sign our guest book at www.mar.me.uk and give the name of the DJ you are listening to and the song that is played next. If you don't have internet access, you can text the same information to 07504 464 678. Two winners will be announced live between 11 p.m. and midnight on Saturday, Sunday and Monday nights. Stay tuned to MAR to win this Easter.
There you go, the Young Ball Important Competition jingle just played. That's all you need to do is go to our website, mar.me.uk, sign the guest book, say you're listening to the Reverend Paul Atkinson, and your track was Harry Enfield and Loads of Money. If you haven't got internet access, text it 07504 464 678, and you could be in a chance of winning an MAR Easter mug tonight with Jackie Frost.
105 FM.
Yay!
MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, the heavyweight station.
Now, hey there, people, won't you land an ear? Cause I've a story to tell, and I'm telling it here. I was born in a town in the great UK, from a baby to a boy to a man today. And I'm a musical man, and I'm a man of verse. But I got a little problem, and it's getting worse. My life was so well planned, surviving in a jamming in a funk band. Cause rapping is my bread and butter, but it's hard to rap when you're born with a stutter.
Well, no one's ever seen what I mean. From the age of 13, we've all been caught in a mouth trap. So join with us
Will you wake Mr. Whittaker at number 32?
Besides, it's not very good for the voice.
Bit harsh, isn't it?
No! Sleep! Till bedtime!
Booking of which it's 10:30 already.
What time do they stay up till in America?
Oh, very late. Sometimes 10:45.
Well, actually, I've heard in New York they sometimes even stay up till midnight.
No! No wonder they do all that shouting.
Yes, they must be very snappy and irritable.
That's right.
You know, I heard a story that those toasty boys stayed up till 12:15.
Well, that's really just silly.
They're just gonna get burnt out.
Don't you just love it when Gremlins get in the system?
Across the UK, Britain's favourite.
Alternative Radio.
And just so you're aware, MAR holds no responsibility if any of these songs get stuck in your head for a week. Moving on with Weird Al now.
Rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a thing to me.
Sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a thing to me. 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights. Breaking up these lights and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Salvation Army
facing my in-laws. 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, I'm trying to rig up these lights and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
I want Red Farmer for Christmas.
Charities, and what do you mean your in-laws?
5 months of bills.
Making out these cards.
Edith, get me a beer, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
Finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing
my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Facing the in-laws. 5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree.
these people?
Oh, who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight and your fuse!
Binding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Sale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of this.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Boozing round the clock. Used to be enemy number one. 24-hour licenses now mean never-ending fun. The good old-fashioned locking used to happen every Saturday night. Were wrong, but also right. Locking were a secret, a cheap illicit thrill. And we thought that it were legal if no money went in the till. We'd leave it in a plant pot that were kept next to the crisps. Life didn't get better than this.
Dancing on tables with Lamal. For love of God, don't let it fall off though. He's got a reunion with Kajagoogoo next year. He's doing bullets. Oasis are asking if anyone's got change for the fag machine. The peck shop boys are telling them that they've not. Mika and Freddie Mercury are talking into nuts.
Wow. The Lancashire Hot Pots appear to have had enough and got off and gone away. Right, yes, this is Maysland Alternative Radio. It is, well, it is April Fool's Day. What can I say? I think the Lancashire Hot Pots were making a bit of a fool out of the ref. Here we go, live radio. You gotta love it.
Listening to Paul Atkinson on Maysland Alternative Radio.
Oh, now you listen here. He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy. Now go away.
M-A-R, Liverpool's number one.
You could hear the offbeats pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him. She was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, all right, sweetheart. And when he'd finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, you want it pasteurized, cause pasteurized is best. She says, Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. That tickled old Ernie.
Ernie.
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Oh.
Now Ernie had a rival, an evil looking man, called Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. she nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night. He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way, and all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie! And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime, Kate saw Ernie's awesome cart outside her door. He drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood to his veins did course. And he went across to Ernie's cart, and he didn't half kick his horse, whose name was Trigger.
Trigger!
And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, if you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man. Oh, why don't we play cards for her, he sneeringly replied. And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side. Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Ted went for his bun. But Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Ted planned, and a strawberry-flavoured yoghurt sent it spinning from his hand. Then Susie ran between them and tried to keep them apart. And Ernie pushed her aside and a rock cake caught him underneath his heart. And he looked up in pained surprise and the concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie was only 52. He didn't want to die. And now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky, where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned, and the milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold, and Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate? Or Ernie's ghostly gold tops are rattling in their crate. They won't forget Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Aw, oh, poor Ernie. He was a modern day. Wasn't he, R.A.? And Trick as well, don't forget Trick. He was obviously the fastest horse in the West. And don't forget, this show, along with every show on Miss and Alternative Radio, is guaranteed 100% horse meat free. So, are you having a good bank holiday Monday so far? Watch out for tricksters. I mean, the system's been tricking me this morning. It cut the long shot. Popped off, didn't it? Caught me all unaware. But until midday, you're still at risk of being caught by an April Fool. But don't forget, after midday, if they pull the trick on you, the trick's on them, isn't it? Now, it wouldn't be an hour of silly songs without the next one on the, oh, well, I was going to say on the Sunday service. Anyway, it's not the Sunday service, it's Easter Monday. But the next track is a must for silly songs. This is Spitting Image and the Chicken Song.
It's truly nauseating. Let's do the dance again.
Hold a chicken in the air. Stick a texture up your nose. Yes, you'll hear this song in the holiday discos. And there's no escape. In the clubs or in the bars, you would hear this song if you
And like I said before, MAR holds no responsibility for you having that song stuck in your head for the next 48 years.
Merseyland Alternative Radio goes on, goes on.
We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the pink, the pink, the pink, the savior of the human race. For she invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Mr. Fleas had sticky out ears, and it made him awful shy. And so they gave him medicinal compound. Now he's learning how to fly.
But Tony was known to be bony. He would never eat his meal. And so they gave him medicinal compound. And now they move him round on wheels. He'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. For she medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Old Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, and so they put him in a home, where they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's emperor of Rome. Johnny Hammer had a terrible sister, Tuskus Hammer. He could hardly sustain a word. And so they gave him medicinal compound. Never seen, never heard.
Drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. For she invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Happy Millie ran Willy Nilly when her legs they did re-city. And so they rubbed on medicinal compound. Now they call her Millie B.
Jennifer Eccles had terrible freckles, and the boys all called her names. But she changed with medicinal compound. Now he joins in all their games.
Drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. For she invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Lily the Pink, she turned to drink, she filled up with paraffin inside. And despite her medicinal compound, Sandy Piccalilli dies.
Up to heaven, soul ascended. The church bells they did
the thing. This is your Rev Miss and Alternative Radio. It is Easter Monday, April Fool's Day 2013. And we'll move on with a bit of Weird Al now. And this take on eBay.
I used pink bathrobe, a rare mint snow globe, a smurf TV tray on
day what I bought on eBay. Tell me why
I need another pet rock.
Tell me why
I got that Alf alarm clock. Tell me why
I bid on Shatner's old toupee
that had it on eBay.
Check my feedback, A++. They all say they love me on eBay. Gonna buy
a slightly damaged golf bag.
Gonna buy
some Beanie Babies new with tag from some guy
I've never met in Norway. Who is liable to snipe you with 2 seconds left to go? Whoa, got PayPal or Visa, whatever'll please ya, as long as I've got the dough. I'll buy your tchotchkes, sell me your watch, please.
Well, we started off with the Lancashire Hot Pots take on eBay, and that was Weird Al's take, and unfortunately I know a few people who are just as Weird Al was explaining. This is the Rabbits, Easter Monday, it's Merseyland Alternative Radio, and should we see if the Lancashire Hot Pots want to complete a whole song this time? Let's give it a go. I don't know about you, I fancy a chippy tea.
A butter break. I need scotchy food without the force. Then wife gives me a plate of couscous. I said, I'm sorry, love, I want a chippy tea.
Chippy tea, chippy tea, I want a chippy tea. But you keep giving me posh tosh, it don't agree with me. I don't want lobster thermidor with a raspberry coulee. I'm a working man from Lancashire and I want a chippy tea.
Plenty salt and vinegar on that, love. Leave it open, will you, darling? It's dark when I set off to work. It's dark when I come home. And all I want is simple food, not dim sum from Kenholm. Her inspiration's ready, steady, cook. Am I eating it? Am I? It's Friday night. I want a chippy tea.
Chippy tea, chippy tea, I want a chippy tea. But you keep giving me posh posh, it don't agree with me. I don't want lobster thermidor with a raspberry coulee. It's Friday night and within me right, I want a chippy tea.
And in the Rev Kitchen, William has prepared griddled squid with coconut pesto, chili jam, and an iced cointreau custard.
And in the Lancashire Kitchen, Bernard's brought back from the chippy, chips, peas, pudding, gravy, craft, a can of curry, a bam cake, and a can of Imto. No!
Chippy tea, chippy tea, I want a chippy tea. But you keep giving me posh nosh, it don't agree with me. I don't want lobster thermidor with a raspberry coulee. I'm a working man from Lancashire and I want a chippy tea.
Throw him little sachets of tomato sauce. Throw us a chicken in there, will you, love?
Wicked chippies, they have babby's heads. It's telling that they serve splits, but that's giving me nouvelle cuisine. And all I want is chips. I don't care if it's 1 and 9 jellies. I think that's a funny name for a fella. I'm not eating it. I want a chippy tea. One last time.
Chippy tea, chippy tea. I want a chippy tea. But you keep giving me posh nosh. It don't agree with me. You can keep your Jimmy Oliver and your Gordon Ramsay. I'm a working man from Lancashire and I want a chippy tea.
Right. No sausage in that batter, love. Pack us one of them chippy.
You know what, I think the Lancashire Hot Pots had a fantastic idea there with their chippy tea. I might even get a chippy lunch on the way home from the studios, what can I say? Well, thanks for listening to this hour's silly music here on Merseyland Alternative Radio. But do stay tuned to MAR for the rest of the day for your chance to win an MAR mug with Jackie tonight. After me, if she's got up, live from America is Kelly. 12:30 is JD himself, the legend on MAR. The Emperor's here at 1:30. 2:30 is the legend Jim Lowe, live from Concept Headquarters. At 3:30 is PJ with his Tea Time show. 4:30 is Lee Morrison with Progressive Rock and Beyond. 5:30 is Mr. Roger D. 7:00, John Freeman is Clutter Free this Easter bank holiday. And at 8:30 is Steve Martin. And closing proceedings down today at 10:00 is Jackie Frost with your chance to win the MAR mug. So thanks very much for tuning in to the Reverend today. Catch me on Sunday for the Sunday service at 6 p.m. and I'll announce the winners of yesterday's competition for the compilation CD. But until then, stay tuned to MAR and I'll catch you on Sunday. Thanks for listening today. Bye bye.